kids pastor, kids leader, and kids volunteer. Don't you love when you go to your favorite restaurant and you order the thing you always order? Don't you love when it tastes the same? Like, it is the absolute worst. Whenever you go to get something, and this happened to me recently at a place that I really enjoy, they're closed on Sunday. Hey, you're my Chick-fil-A. Okay, yeah, Chick-fil-A. This happened to me recently, and their spicy chicken sandwich, like the deluxe, it just like hits. You know what I mean? Like, and the waffle fries, and then like, oh, it's just like good. So I get it. It was after we were on a trip. It was gotten from the airport. It was there for me, and I was super excited. I bit into it. And it wouldn't rip, okay? Like, the chicken would not, like, my teeth were not strong enough. It's like my teeth turned to, like, nothing, like gums. Like, it would not break through the chicken. That is the worst, whenever something is so good and then it's not. And that's why Kids Pastor, Kids Leader, Kids Volunteer, we are talking today about consistency. My name is Faith Shropshire, and I just want to share with you some of the tips that I have learned over basically being in kids ministry my entire life. This is Faith Like Us Podcast, Leaders Edition. Walking by faith, like, ooh, walking with God, like, ooh, don't you wanna live like this? Consistency. Holy moly. Guys, listen, I get it. There are a lot of factors. Kids in and of themselves, like babies all the way up through fifth or sixth grade, however you flow in your kids department, like, they're different. Okay, one day they could be like super hype and excited, and then the next day it's like something happened at home, and so they just like come in scorched. Okay, sometimes the kids, they're still navigating all of their little emotions. They're still learning their place in this world, right? Like that song, looking for my place in this world, right? They're trying to find their little place in the world. So they may be a little inconsistent emotionally. Like, you have to expect that. There may be new people that come in that don't know the flow, which we want. Hello, anything that's not growing is dying. You want new people to come in, but that can create some inconsistencies when people don't know the flow. They don't know what's going on. You know, recently we had some kids in kids church, and like the Spirit of God was thick in the room. And so our little praise team, our worship leaders, which they are kids, they have to come to praise and worship practice, and then they're able to be on the stage and lead. And full disclosure, we turn their microphones off. But we have them up there because we want to train them to lead and to worship. And we want the other kids to see other kids worshiping. So anyways, we had them worshiping. And like I said, like, it was like thick in the room. Like, the anointing was so thick. Well, some of the worshipers were like crying. They were just being touched by the presence of God. And so we have this child that came in, and he's unchurched. He didn't know about it. Well, he's like out loud, why is she crying? Why, you know, asking questions. And so at this point, I'm already up on the stage. I'm praying in the Holy Spirit. You know, whatever you believe about the Holy Spirit, I believe the word about it. That's why I was praying in the Holy Spirit. But I was praying in the Holy Spirit, and he just starts asking these questions. And so I just start answering. Why? Because he's just a kid. I'm not going to be like, shh, you need to respect the anointing. No, he's like, why is she crying? I don't understand. And I said, well, she's just being touched by the Father. You never know, God speaking to her heart, like, what's going on? And he was like, oh, I cried once whenever I was thinking about Jesus, but I don't cry anymore because I know Jesus loves me. And I was like, well, that's great. He just needed to understand. Do you understand? But I'm saying, like, there's going to be like some inconsistencies. Why? Because kids are still growing. Okay. Tell yourself this: kids pastor, kids leader, kids volunteer. Kids are kids, okay? They're not you. They're not grown. Their little brains aren't developed. And actually, they're not even developed until they're 25, okay? So if you're a kids pastor, kids leader, kids volunteer, and you're under the age of 25, you should be so chill and so comfortable with their inconsistencies, because it's like, yo, still dealing with the same things, right? Still working stuff out. But literally, there's going to be inconsistencies. But just because there's inconsistencies around you does not give you a right to be inconsistent. That's what I said. You need to strive for consistency in every service. Now, first of all, this starts personally. As a kids pastor, kids leader, kids volunteer, even if you're not on the stage, listen, every time you come to church to serve, you bring all that you are.
You can't separate what you do privately from who you are publicly. You bring that same individual to the show, to the service. You bring that same person. Okay, there's no separation between what you did last night and who you are on Sunday morning. Just because last night it wasn't a mic that was in your hand, it was something else. You don't just turn this on. There has to be consistency. And I want to encourage you, whenever you as a kids pastor, kids leader, kids minister, volunteer, when you are consistent personally, privately, when you are consistent, then no matter what inconsistency you walk into, there's a supernatural anointing that literally diffuses anything that would be a distraction, anything that would present itself and be a hindrance to the flow of the Holy Ghost, what God wants to do in a service. That's why every part matters. Every part matters. And it matters that you are consistent. First of all, personally, you need to be consistent. Look what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11. 1. He said, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. You should be able to tell the kids, follow me as I follow Christ, not just when I'm at church and I've got a mic and I'm leading whatever, or I'm clapping on the side, but like when you see me at the grocery store, when you see me out in the city, when you see me at, you know, Dave and Buster's, when you see me wherever, you should still be able to say to those kids, y'all, because kids are watching you. And I just want to let you know, when kids see inconsistency in adult leadership, people that bring them the one that is consistent, people that teach them the uncompromised and very consistent word of God, when people that preach Jesus to them, when they see them outside of church living in a way that is inconsistent with the word of God, that jacks with them. And do not be a believer. Isn't that what he says? He says, better to like tie a chain and a whatever. I always think about Aladdin, okay? That one scene where Jafar ties Aladdin up and throws him into the sea. Better that for then you to lead one of these young ones astray. That's why consistency is so important. If you're like, well, I'm not consistent, I need to back out of kids ministry. You do not need to back out of kids ministry. You need to back out of that sin. You need to back out of whatever it is that's holding you back. You just need to get right, y'all. The days are too short. Like, I need to take a sabbatical and get right. No, you need to get right right now. Like, get on your knees and say, Father God, I've been inconsistent. And the greater one lives on the inside of me, and he is not inconsistent. The Holy Spirit leads and guides in truth. The word is a light to my path. It shall make me never stumble or fall. And so, Father, forgive me for allowing these inconsistencies privately, or whenever I'm out with a certain group of friends, I act a certain way. And I wouldn't be confident to tell a kid, follow me as I follow Christ. If you've got some inconsistencies, just make a change. And kids pastor, kids minister, kids leader, volunteer, listen, be consistent. You know why? Because there's a lot of little eyes that are watching you. And you want to train them, not just with your words, but with your life. Not just with your words, but with your person, like who you are. I like to say it this way: you duplicate who you are, not who you want to be. So you want to be consistent. Consistency is key, personally. Y'all, that's going to free you up. That's going to free up your headspace. That's going to allow zero room for the enemy to shame you and condemn you, even as a volunteer. Like when you just decide, man, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be consistently feeding on the word of God. I'm going to be consistent in my quiet time, consistent getting alone with the Father, allowing him to show me things in me that aren't right, allowing him to encourage me when I feel down. I'm going to be consistent. And when you do that, then it's going to be easier for you to deal with any inconsistencies in the kids. But here's another way. Okay, first of all, you've got to be consistent personally. But I want to encourage you in kids ministry, be consistent with even your schedule. You know, I think sometimes we can get bored, especially if you've been doing this for a very long time. I know that I started in baby nursery, okay, and I thought, this is awesome. I'm going to be in this age for the rest of my life. And then I moved up to toddler, and I was like, these kids are awesome. I'm going to be in this the rest of my life. And then preschool, and then eventually in kids' church. And literally, I just have such a heart for kids' ministry. But it's like, I think that sometimes kids' pastors, kids' ministers, kids' leaders, we can get bored with what we're doing because we're doing the same thing over and over again. And y'all, like, that's what we're supposed to do, okay? We need to be consistent. And I would even encourage you, have a consistent schedule, because sometimes when kids come in and their whole world is like, they never know what's going on, they don't know what to expect, they're in a constant state of like anxious, like anxiety and fear. And whenever they come to church, obviously perfect love is going to cast out all of that fear. But do you know what helps? Is you just being consistent. I'm not saying stifling the move of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very consistent and there's a supernatural flow with him. But I'm saying whenever you go into a service, have a plan and maintain that plan. The methods may change, the games may change, the way you do the review games, but have a schedule so the kids know what is coming up. Because here's the thing that I've come to learn over all of the years that I've been in kids ministry. When kids know what is coming up, they're more at ease. They're more at peace. You know, if you just keep throwing all these random things at them, they never know what's coming. And so it's kind of like they're always on edge. But when they know, you know, every time in our service, whenever it's offering time, I say, all right, does anyone know what time it is? And we play this cheesy song. It's offering time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. God bless the person that made that song and that video. Thank you so much, whoever you are. But it's like, they know. They know what's coming. They know it's announcement time. They know that it's offering time. They know that on second service, I'm going to play the most disgusting games. They just know. They're just ready for it. And so then that puts them at ease. And then it makes it easier for them to just let their guard down and receive the word of God unhindered by any fear or by any like anxiety about like what's going on, what's going to happen. So consistency is key. Now I get it. Kids pastor, kids leader, like you may have inconsistent volunteers. And this is how I want to encourage you with that. Volunteers that maybe are a little more inconsistent, don't place them directly with the kids. Okay, if they're not going to be there and they're going to show up and be all in two services and then bounce, like put them at the door. You know what I mean? Like you're guarding the door. Every part matters, but you're guarding the door. Or put them on a camera. Put them on sound. Put them responsible for bringing out the props or whatever. Just maintain. That's what Pastor Bill Shear said. You can't control people, but you can control culture. You can control the culture of your kids' ministry first and foremost by you being consistent. And then I would encourage you to have a consistent schedule. If you use a curriculum, then be consistent in it. If there's things that the Holy Spirit brings to your attention that maybe you want to highlight, do that. But be consistent so that the kids are at ease and they're able to receive all that God has for them. A couple of verses before we close today. Hebrews 13:8 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yo, he's the most consistent. But guess what? Greater is he that's in me. Like he lives on the inside of me. It's no longer I who live, but what? Christ that lives in me. So if he's consistent and he lives in me, then guess what I need to be? Consistent. I need to yield to him. Hebrews 5:12-14 says this, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles. Why? Because there's no consistency. You have come to need milk and not solid food. Why? Because you've been inconsistent. I want to encourage you, kids pastor, kids leader, kids volunteer, be consistent personally. Man, you know why? God is so consistent with you. He never changes. The Bible says he never leaves us or forsakes us. Even when we are called unfaithful, he remains faithful. He is so consistent with us. Every time we call on him, he hears us, right? Every time we call on the name of the Lord, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. He's so consistent with us. So let's challenge ourselves to be consistent personally. And then as you plan the schedule, as you plan your kids' church for the month or for the week or for even the day, be consistent. I love you so much. God loves you. And I declare that there's going to be such change in your kids' ministry. Why? Because consistency matters. And those kids are going to see Jesus, not just hear about him, but see Jesus in you. I love you. I'll see you next time. Walking by faith, like, ooh.